Welcome to my podcast. My name is Earl Blackman. This is the place where I challenge, motivate, and inspire. For the next few moments, I want to engage your mind. So sit back, relax, and enjoy. Okay, so is failure all bad? Failure is typically seen as a bad thing, and that's understandable because when people fail at something, they oftentimes focus on what they didn't achieve, they focus on what they missed, they focus on what didn't happen. And because of this view on failure, because of the impact of failure, they fail to see that there's actually an opportunity that comes in the midst of failure if you have the right mindset. It's all about someone's perception. Someone can see the glass as half full. Someone can see the glass as half empty. And if you experience failure and see the glass as half empty, then you're not going to learn anything. And you're just going to focus on the bad things that's happened. And that's all that you're going to take away from the situation. Oh, I didn't do this. Oh, I didn't achieve this. Oh, that's how most of us sound. But if you see the glass as half full, then you'll look at what didn't happen and you'll begin to analyze the situation and you'll begin to say, okay, this didn't work, this didn't work, this didn't work, but maybe this can work. Or you can find out the reason why things didn't work, and that can lead you to the reason, or that can lead you to the key as to how to make things work. Now, before I go any further, let me just give us a couple of definitions of the word failure. Okay, so failure means to fall short of success or an achievement. Second definition, it means to become deficient or lacking. Third definition, it means to lose strength, vigor, or become weak. Fourth definition, it means to stop functioning or operating properly. Wow. And fifth definition, it means to be unsuccessful in performance or completion. Now, the first point I want to give you about failure is this: failure is not set in stone. So it's not something that has to be permanent. If you don't want it to be permanent, failure doesn't have to be permanent if you don't want it to be. We are where we are in life because of decisions we've made. And if it's a decision that got us there, then it's a decision that can get us out. And so I just want you to be encouraged that you may be in a state of failure right now, or certain things might have worked out, but it is not forever. Get the right information, get clued up, get the things that you need to get, and then you can experience success immediately once you learn from what you've experienced in this place of failure. All right, point number two about failure. Failure helps you to realize which paths and which routes not to take. See, that's what I'm saying. When you fail at something, you realize, okay, actually, that doesn't work. And that doesn't work. So you no longer need to make the mistakes anymore because you've identified paths that don't work. If you haven't failed, now I'm not encouraging everyone to fail and say, yeah, look, let's not try. But what I'm saying is that if you haven't failed, you don't know what doesn't work yet. And you might be on the way to a failure. You don't know what things not to do. You don't know what paths not to take. But because you failed, you know what works and what doesn't work. Point number two. Failure moves you closer to success. And we have to realize that the guy that Thomas Edison, who made the light bulb, well, I think it's Thomas Edison, I hope it's Thomas Edison, who designed the light bulb, who made the light bulb, do you know it took him, 900 and something times to 1,000 times before he got that to work? It's a famous story. Now, the 70th time that he failed, he was one step closer to success. And he had to get all of them failures out of the way so that he can get to the one that worked. And so point number two, point number three about failure, failure moves you one step closer to success. Point number four, failure can help you realize where you are going wrong and what you need to do in order to succeed. Failure can make it, it's as simple as this. Look, when you fail at something, you can analyze your action. I like the saying, if you don't like your results, change what you're doing. So if you failed in something, you've got a result that you don't want, you've got a result that you don't like, when you analyze the actions you've been taking, you can say, okay, this is the action I've been taking and this is why I've ended up here. And so when you fail, you can analyze your actions and you can see what you need to change, see what you need to tweak in order to reach a level of success. And point number five, I really hope this is point number five. I might be on seven by now, but point number five is failure births passion and desire and motivation to go after success. You know, sometimes we get comfortable and oftentimes we need a wake-up call in our dreams and our targets and our desires. And when we fail at something, when we take a hard knock, when we take a bump on the head, we know not to jump in the bed anymore. that was just a weird example. But you get what I'm saying. When you fail, when you hurt yourself, you understand what it is. It gives you a passion not to do anything wrong anymore. It gives you a passion to go after the things that are correct. And so when you've experienced failure and it births a desire in you to go after the things that you really want to go for in life. So here is failure all wrong? No, there's certain things that we can learn that can put us back on the path to success. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed what you've heard. Don't forget to visit the website www.lblackman.com. Until the next time.